The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم he said that Whoever recites Durood Sharif upon me 100 times in the day and at night of a Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill 100 of his needs, 70 needs in the hereafter, and 30 needs related to the world. And he, Allah Azza wa Jal, will appoint an angel who will present this salat, this Durood to me as you receive presents. Undoubtedly, my knowledge after demise will remain the same as it is in my life. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, before listening to the bayan, let's make good intentions for attaining rewards. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalih. The intention of a believer is better than his own action. Alhamdulillah, there are two madani pearls. Number one, without a good intention, no reward is granted for that good deed. And number two, the more righteous the intention is, or one makes, the greater the reward one will attain. Inshallah, whilst listening to a bayan, if we hear encouragement or hear the mention of the of tubu ilallah, udhkurullah, sallu ala al-habib, etc., we should try to reply loudly with the intention of gaining reward and encouraging, if we are seated with others, those around us, to recite it as well. After listening to this bayan, inshallah, after listening to this discourse, one should make niyat, inshallah, try your level best, that I will approach others by making salam, shaking hands, and for making individual effort upon them and try to share whatever we have learned. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, welcome to the series of the Huquq. So we are focusing on the heart, trying to see how we ourselves can direct the heart and how we ourselves can channel our emotions, can try our level best to make sure that our desires, the desires of the heart, and we ensure that the emotions and the feelings and the thinking that they comes after, because of our feelings and because of our emotions, because of our desires, they're only there to fulfill the rights of Allah. So we ourselves try our level best to make sure that we understand. We know that in this world, we are here to worship Allah. As we are here to worship Allah, the desire is that only Allah should be pleased, that only the pleasure first that comes is the pleasure of Allah. Then inshallah we'll find that whatever we do, it is of people that are aware and people that Allah has regarded as those who have accepted the admonishment that Allah has given, are people of understanding. Now, we are, as we said, we're focusing on the heart. Now, it is stated why men and women of insight and understanding are mentioned and are praised, because they are always distrustful of their own souls and opposed to it in all states, and they make sure that whatever evils that come in the heart, they do not distract this heart, they do not change this heart in its state, in making sure that it pleases Allah. So you find that Allah has praised people that always are watchful over themselves, their desires and emotion, that the first thing is to ensure that they fulfill the rights of Allah So Allah has spoken them very highly, and we find that it is very equally important for us that we now ourselves look at our hearts and try our level best to change our hearts. The root of all sins is hardness of heart. Qaswat al-qalb. The wise men, Sayyiduna Luqman alayhi salam, said, the heart, should it harden, is not concerned if it does harm. May Allah protect us from this situation. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide us towards the heart filled with light, with nur. So what is the aim and the goal? The aim is the healing of the heart. One should look at the heart, just like many people are worried when they begin to notice, or the doctor have told them that they might have a heart attack, or there is a possibility for them to have a heart attack or sickness of the heart. One becomes so very worried. So in the same way, they taught teachers that when man has that, he feels that his heart is not directed towards the pleasure of Allah, towards fulfilling the rights of Allah, then a person should be haunted by the thought of how he is going to meet his Rabb. He has to make sure that he makes effort to try and repair and try and take care of the situation. First step, when this should a person be overcome, but there is darkness in the heart, that the heart is full of darkness, there is completely there is very little of the remembrance of Allah in that heart. There is too much darkness which has come as a result of sinning, which has come as a result of too much indulgence in those things that takes away the fulfillment of the rights of Allah, then one should try the best to do tawbah. Tawbah is the first step. Tawbah becomes so absolutely necessary and important for a person in order to clean this heart, which is darkened with darkness of committing sins. So we find that this is very important for us to understand, and it is so critical that we should understand why we have to change our hearts towards and channeling our hearts towards ensuring that the heart fulfills the right of Allah. Because it is Allah who has created the heart in the first place. So this heart owes it to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to ensure that whatever feelings it has, whatever desires, emotions, etc., they only, first and foremost, it has to fulfill the rights of Allah. So it is important and critical that every single day we take an account of ourselves and see that and be worried about how Allah can change hearts and how Allah Azza wa Jal can change situations. Sometimes a person, he is a person that nobody ever considers that this person, his life will change. Or people never ever consider that the situation on this person, when it comes to his beliefs, when it comes to his iman, when it comes to status of his iman, he will ever change. Let us see and let us hear a beautiful example that is given by Amir Ahli Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. And Amir Ahli Sunnah has written that Allah is very pleased with those respecting Allah Azza wa Jalla's name. Allah Azza wa Jal is well pleased. He showers His grace and bounty on such people, those people that ensure that their hearts are clean. It is also that Allah Azza wa Jalla changes their condition. So let us listen to this beautiful example that is given. It is said that before repenting of his sins, Sayyidina Bishr Hafi alayhi rahmatullahi al-kafi was an alcoholic. He was a drunkard. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was once going somewhere in a drunken stupor, in a drunken state. On the way, his eye fell on a piece of paper on which Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was written. He picked it up respectfully. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then bought some fragrance which he applied to the paper and then placed it in a high place in reverence. A wali of Allah Azza wa Jal had a dream in which he heard someone say, go and tell Bishr that he made my name fragrant, honored it and placed it in a high place, we will also purify him. After the wali woke up, he thought to himself, Bishr is a drunkard. Everybody know him to be an alcoholic. There is perhaps some misunderstanding on my part about this dream. Then making wudu and offering nafli salah, he went to sleep again, but had the same dream for the second time. And then for the third time, with the same instruction. Our message is indeed for Bishr. Go and convey our message to him. Now the saint went out of his house looking for Sayyidina Bishr rahmatullahi alayhi, and learned that Bishr was in the gathering of alcoholics. He came to his disappointment, to his amazement and shock. Bishr Hafi was in the group, in the midst of those drunks, and he was busy drinking. Reaching the gathering, he called out, Bishr. Bishr Hafi was in a drunken state. The Wali of Allah said to people, go and somehow tell him that a man with important messages is waiting for him outside. Someone went and told him of this. Sayyiduna Bishr Hafi alayhi rahmatullahi al-kafi said, ask him as to whose message he has brought. Whose message has he brought? When asked, the Wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla replied, I have brought the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When informed of this, Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was so overwhelmed and immediately came out barefooted, hearing his divine message. He sincerely made tawbah of his sins, attained such a high spiritual rank that he began to remain barefooted due to the extreme degree of witnessing the divine omnipotence. This is why he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became famously known as Hafi, the one remaining barefooted. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on him and forgive us for his sake. Dear Madani channel viewers, a grave sinner, an alcoholic, became a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal merely because of respecting and revering a piece of paper on which the blessed name of Allah Azza wa Jal was written. So the question is, are we prepared to make that effort, to take that step? Are we prepared to ensure that we direct our hearts towards fulfilling the rights of Allah? Now Amir Ahl-Sunnah say, why will then we sinners not be blessed with the grace and bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal if we also respect those blessed individuals whose hearts with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal engraved on them remain occupied in divine remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal? Furthermore, how dear the respect of Sayyiduna Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be to Allah Azza wa Jal, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sovereign of all prophets and awliya, Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, respecting the name of holy individuals brings about blessings. Sayyiduna Bishr Hafi alayhi rahmatul kafi got a high spiritual rank by respecting the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we also respect the name of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why we will not gain respect on hearing the blessed name if we kiss our thumbs and touch them to our eyes out of respect? Why we will not get his blessing? Sayyiduna Bishr Hafi alayhi rahmatullahi al-kafi applied fragrance to the paper on which the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla was written. So he was purified. Subhanallah. So we ourselves, we owe it to ourselves. We have to ensure that we purify the state of our hearts. We should direct our thinking. We should try and direct our feelings. We should try and direct our emotions, our desires. Whatever desires we have, the first thing that should come to our mind is that to fulfill the rights of Allah. So if we sprinkle rose water wherever the dhikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is made, why we will not be purified? Sayyidina Bishr Hafi alayhi rahmatul kafi would always walk barefooted No animal defected on the pathways of the city out of respect and reverence, so that Sayyiduna Bishr Hafi alayhi rahmatul kafi would not have inconvenience while walking barefooted. One day an animal defected on a pathway. His owner became worried, fearing that Sayyiduna Bishr Hafi alayhi rahmatullahi al-kafi has perhaps passed away, or else the animal never defecate on the path. After a short while, he heard that the great Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal had passed away. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us for his sake. Look at this. This is what happens when you mold your thinking, the whole thinking, the emotions, the desires, the feelings of the heart. We purify this heart. You channel this heart towards the fulfillment of the rights of Allah. What comes to mind first is that, how do I fulfill the rights of Allah when it comes to my emotions? I have these feelings. How do I change these feelings towards the fulfillment of making sure that I fulfill the rights of Allah? I have this thought. How do I direct this thought? Is it right? Is it wrong? Am I fulfilling the rights of Allah when it comes to this thought I'm having, when it comes to this thinking I'm having, when it comes to the thinking and the thoughts that I contained in my thinking? All, everything that I aspire, it should be only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is said, after the demise of Sayyidina Bishr Hafi alayhi rahmatullahi al-kafi, Qasim bin Munabbih saw him in dream and asked, Ma fa'ala Allahu bik? How has Allah Azza wa Jalla treated you? He replied, Allah Azza wa Jalla has forgiven me and told me, O Bishr, I have forgiven you as well as those who attend your janaza salah. Subhanallah. I then requested, O Rabb Azza wa Jal, forgive even those who love me. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, I have forgiven all those who love you till the day of Qiyamah. By the blessings of respecting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Sayyidina Bishr Hafi alayhi rahmatullahi al-kafi got such a great spiritual rank and status in the court of Allah, and he got its blessings are benefiting even us. When he made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, he was given the glad tidings of the forgiveness of those also who love him. Subhanallah. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we shall also be successful as we love all the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, including the great Sayyidina Bishr Hafi alayhi rahmatullahi al-kafi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, truly in the body there is a morsel of flesh, which if it be sound, and all the body is sound, if it is diseased, if it is ill, then everything in the whole body is ill and everything in the heart is bad. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the disease of the heart is worse than the disease of the body. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.